Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jessica Bauer Walker, president of the Buffalo Public School Community Health Worker Parent Association, joining me live to talk about the reopening plans. Jessica, I know you and others got together yesterday because you felt like you were left out of the process. Is that right?
That's correct.
When we talked to Larry Scott from the Buffalo School Board, he said 6 meetings have been held and that this is a draft. This is not the final reopening plan. This is very much a flexible document. How do you know you're not going to be included?
Well, I have been on the reopening committee along with other parents. So there have been a series of meetings, but it's one thing to sit in the meeting and it's another thing to really be able to meaningfully participate and have your feedback taken into consideration. We were largely concerned because we did not see anything close to a final draft of the plan that the Buffalo Public Schools submitted to the State Education Department on Friday, and we had a lot of questions and concerns and not an opportunity to provide feedback. We were also promised that there would be a public meeting last week before the plan was submitted so that there could be more robust family and community engagement, and that did not happen.
Okay, we know that some tensions got a little hot yesterday at the news conference that you held between Phil Remore and Dr. Darren Brown. Is it safe to say that, you know, tensions are pretty high just all over the place because nobody knows what to expect when school starts?
Yeah, I think it's a difficult situation. It's really important for me as a parent and for us as parent leaders to make sure that we're focused on children. You know, we need to get past our disagreements as adults and recognize, you know, this is stressful for all of us. But imagine how stressful it is for parents and for our students. You know, we've been dealing with this since March, and we need to figure out how we talk directly with parents and students to get their needs met, put our differences aside, and act like adults and professionals to get the job done here.
What is your number one concern right now going forward?
Well, first, we need to make sure that everybody's at the table talking together and cooperating because this situation is so challenging, and we really need to make sure that we're aligning public health and public education and community wellness in general. And there's so many different layers of consideration, especially in a district as diverse as Buffalo Public Schools. So we need to, you know, have teachers at the table, have district administrators and school administrators, have parents, have students as well, and make sure that we're also talking with community because no matter what, in any model that we're proposing, whether it's virtual or hybrid, kids are going to be home and they're going to be in community for certain parts of each week or each month. The district's talking about a phased-in plan. Those things really need to happen, those conversations and that planning with families because, you know, for parents like myself, I'm a single mom. I work full-time plus. This has been really challenging for me to raise my kids and make sure that they're still learning and getting what they need. We've got immigrant and refugee parents. We've got, you know, parents who have children with special education needs who have really, really struggled. So it's important that we get everybody to the table talking about all the different angles of this so that we can come up with a plan that we might not all be 100% happy with, but we can live with and feel confident in.
Have you met with Superintendent Kreiner Cash this summer?
No, we have not. No.
Have you seen him in virtual meetings?
I've seen him in virtual meetings. I have not participated in a virtual meeting with him.
Do you feel that he is leading the Buffalo schools, you know, in the right way to get this done?
I think that it's important for us all to be talking with each other, and that we need him to provide leadership to make sure that he's talking with families a bit more than he has been over the summer.
Part of the draft for Buffalo schools is for students not to return until October. There's a waiver for that 180 days of instruction that they have to usually complete each year. No Regents exams. Do you feel, Jessica, that maybe in the spring when everybody went to remote, that parents were pretty tolerant, but that tolerance is gone as soon as school returns this fall?
Yeah, I think we're pretty worn down at this point. I think we've tried to really work with the district and collaborate with the district and, you know, make our voices heard. I'm a parent, but I'm also a public health professional. So, you know, I bring everything that I can to the table to make sure that my kids and all kids are healthy and safe and learning during this time. I think that we need to have deeper collaboration with the district at this point to make sure that we're doing what we need to do.
Jessica, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. We'll be in touch as we get closer to what we hope is a start of school in some form. Jessica Bauer Walker is joining me live. She is a parent with the Buffalo Public Schools Health Worker Community Organization.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.